Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To have oversight over a facility, and the entire situation was escalated by ICE. They caused the confrontation. Homeland came and, you know, caused this chaos that we see. It was a very tense situation, but it could have been, you know, easily not. It could have easily not happened. They had every opportunity to not allow this to happen. It was very unnecessary.
That's LaMonica Ivor, Representative LaMonica Ivor. You could almost listen to her saying this. It's exactly what the January 6th people were saying about people being instigated into confrontation at the Capitol. Those conversations weren't heated by the people on the left. But LaMonica Ivor basically is saying, I can put hands on a federal officer because they did it first. Let's get to somebody who knows the legalities behind this. Let's talk to our friend Will Chamberlain back on the Annie Fry Show, senior counsel at the Article 3 Project. Be sure to follow him on X at Will Chamberlain. Will, welcome back. Good to have you.
Great to be with you, Annie.
LaMonica Ivor, I guess she's been charged now as a felony, as I understand. I've seen some congresswomen, was it Nancy Mace, who said we want her out of Congress. What is your reaction right now? What kind of legal peril might this congresswoman be in?
Well, I mean, she's in serious legal peril. She assaulted a federal officer. That's a felony. That's a jail time felony. It's also not something you just plea out of right away. So hopefully she is prosecuted and convicted. She deserves it. She certainly should be expelled. The precedent's already been set. You don't need to convict somebody to expel them when they've been charged with a serious crime, and there's strong evidence to believe they did it. In this case, the evidence is literally all on video. We have it all. Don't need to see anything more. She should be expelled.
So it sounds like it's a very simple, if you've got the visual evidence of exactly what occurred there and she committed the crime, she should do the time for that. I'm wondering what you think about how much time has led up to this moment where Democrats have used chaos and, you know, creating some sort of scene. Sometimes it's violent and fiery, mostly peaceful. This has been a political tool that the Democrat Party has used. Is Donald Trump the only thing that's different now that's saying, nope, this isn't how it's going to go anymore? Did you just need a Justice Department that wanted to actually pursue actual justice?
Yeah, that's all you need. You just need the willingness and the will to prosecute crime, to put people in jail who commit crimes, to ignore whatever political argument they're making about why their crimes are just. You just prosecute them. This is not new. The leftists have been doing this for decades. There's a great book called Days of Rage that people should read. Highly, highly recommend that to people, about the left-wing violence in the 1970s, 1960s and 70s, which was all over the country and brutal and relentless, and didn't finally get stopped until people, prosecutions really ramped up.
So we're speaking with Will Chamberlain right now. I want to get to you here in a second to ask about the implications of what might have occurred during the Biden presidency. I do want to ask you, and I don't know how much you've dug into the story of the two innocent people who were gunned down essentially because they were Jewish by a person who yelled "Free Palestine." Is that connected to the LaMonica Iver thing? I don't know. But we have created in the United States a place where some sort of ideology trumps all levels of common sense and has, in these folks' minds, they've been radicalized to think that law and order doesn't apply to them. I'm wondering what you think about that situation in Washington, D.C. and what might happen next.
Yeah, it's an extension of kind of Luigiism, right? If, you know, this is similar to the Luigi Mangione thing, a cold-blooded murder yes. for a political purpose. And that's not going to get stopped without unbelievably forceful and aggressive prosecution. And I think also one other thing to consider, especially in that regard, I think the way to punish that movement and that person is to ensure that his political cause doesn't succeed. His political cause is disgusting as well. This effort to, you know, basically force Israel to suffer from terrorism and ultimately be destroyed itself. So, I mean, I think you can look at this guy as an extension of, and it's all part of a broader left-wing movement against against capitalism, against Jews, and against white people. It's all unified into one thing. The same people who are chanting free Palestine and accusing Gaza of genocide will get furious if you suggest that what the South African government is doing to the Afrikaners is genocide, even though those people are just getting murdered and having their land expropriated them because of the color of their skin.
So on point. Will Chamberlain speaking with us right now. So, you know, one of the things that I heard highlighted earlier today, one of the first executive orders that the president signed was to bring back the death penalty. That would that apply in the instance of this situation with these two innocent staffers from the Jewish embassy?
I believe so. I mean, I don't know the exact statute, but I'm pretty confident there's effectively a federal hate crime murder statute that says if you murder people for, you know, political reasons to influence the foreign policy of the United States or something, that's a terroristic murder. And that, you know, any federal murder like that can lead to a death penalty charge or a death penalty sentence. I think it's absolutely appropriate in this case. And I just hope this guy gets prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The only thing that really worries me is that maybe there's like a Luigi fan or something, like if, you know, that's on the jury and hangs it. But I'm confident that under Pam Bondi, this Justice Department will not stop until this guy is rotting in a jail cell awaiting his death sentence.
Yeah, Bondi did say today that he will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So I hope that that's what we end up seeing. I want to shift into the, you know, there's tons of political fodder over, was Joe Biden actually the president? Was he Weekend at Bernie's? People have been calling this Weekend at Bernie's long into Biden's term of being president. This is not he has cancer. Maybe things were off. But my question is, well, our YouTube poll today is Joe Biden a victim? I don't know what the capacity of his mental state was the entire time. Was he completely managed the whole time? But I have to think that there are people who are culpable, who are involved in making sure that the status quo stayed the same. Is there legal peril in front of these people for what they may have done during the Biden presidency?
Possible, right? I think the legal peril would...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stem from essentially the fraudulent wielding of executive power. So if you could prove that, for example, they signed something with the president's name that the president was not aware of, that's a very challenging thing to prove and would probably require admissions from a number of people involved. And also the problem is, you know, it seems like it would almost require testimony from Biden himself to say, I didn't do that. Hmm. And the problem is that testimony wouldn't be reliable because Biden is non compos mentis. So I would say, theoretically, yes, right? Theoretically, you know, improperly wielding the powers of the presidency without the president's permission would be fraudulent, would cause some kind of criminal liability. But proving in a court of law is likely almost impossible.
So I think we spoke to you when the auto pen stuff, that story kind of came out, like, ooh, could the Hunter Biden pardon be negated? And your response was like, so impossible to do what you need to do to prove that. Potentially that's not a likely outcome here. But what I do hear you saying is that while maybe that auto pen usage, what was done without the president's actual knowledge, if you can't necessarily undo that, that there still could be consequence for the people who perpetuated it.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, it's a really interesting problem. I'm about halfway through the Tapper Thompson book on the subject of Biden's presidency. And there's a lot of people who are already talking in that book. I think it's worth reading, you know, even though obviously Tapper is doing a bit of it to cover himself, you know, blah, there's some of that. The book itself does contain new information that I haven't seen elsewhere and new reporting about what was going on internally in the Biden White House. And it's pretty clear that there was the way that Tapper and Thompson describe it is a Politburo, like a group of about five people. Biden was one of them. But Steve Ricchetti, Tom Donilon, Ronald Klain, and Bruce Reed, these are three out of the four longtime Biden aides who've been in with him for decades. And Ron Klain had been with him, went to Obama and went back to Biden. But they were sort of collectively making decisions. It wasn't clear where the accountability was coming from. They were all able to effectively speak in Biden's name. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion about that. So the idea being that it's conceivable that you might get enough evidence about how particular decisions were made, especially if maybe these people turn on each other, who knows? But we might see some truth come out of that. And you can tell there's also, reading this book, you learn about there's some deep resentment among Biden people themselves and among Democrats towards this Politburo. For example, one story is told that Tom Donilon, who is this core White House advisor, Biden wanted him to go to the campaign to help him win in early 2024. And Donilon told him that the price was $4 million. And that's a shocking number in campaign dollars. Like, it may not seem big in like CEO money, but campaigns are unbelievably financially constrained because they can only take especially in hard dollars, because they can only take $2,300 from anybody. So, you know, the campaign manager on the national Biden campaign was only making $300,000. And Donilon wanted $4 million.
Did he get it?
He got it.
He got it.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You say people should read the book. I hear people saying, like, don't buy the book, don't subsidize what Jake Tapper is doing here. But you're saying that there are enlightenments. You know, people have said to me, too, that are kind of trying to cover for Biden a little bit in my personal life. They're like, you know, all presidents have people helping them make decisions. No president just goes to work and makes all the decisions themselves. What's the difference between Donald Trump being surrounded by people like Stephen Miller, maybe, you know, Steve Bannon, who might have his ear, or some of these other folks, his kids, influencing how he might think on something? What's the difference between that and what Joe Biden was doing?
Well, there's no doubt about who's actually in charge. And moreover, that Trump is at the moment perfectly capable of being in charge and running the organization, perfectly capable of rejecting the advice of his advisors. He's clearly, you know, he's doing press conferences routinely. He's regularly talking to the press. He's not hiding. One of the big things that the other revelations from the book that I'm reading is that, you know, from between 23 and 24, at one point, the Biden campaign was going out there after the disastrous debate, and they were trying to get cabinet members and other prominent Democrats, legislators, to go out on TV and be like, he's fine. I've seen him. He's fine. And they'd call these people up and they'd be like, well, I haven't seen Joe Biden in over a year. So how do I know that?
A cabinet member.
Cabinet members. Right. Like, they hit him. They hit him. He was just hidden. You never saw him. And so nobody was willing to go out there and put their word on it after the debate happened. That's not Trump, obviously. No. So I think, you know, is Trump, you know, it's interesting. You watch Trump now and you watch maybe some of his speeches when he was like in his 40s. And it's clear he's not as on top of it as he was in his 40s intellectually. Like, he's just not. But like, that's the natural decline of human beings, like, you know, from your intellectual prime in your 30s and 40s to like when you're kind of older and wiser. You're not as analytically quick, but you're still, you can still capable of doing things. That's not what the Biden problem. Biden was actually dementia and not true cognitive decline.
Last quick question for you, Will Chamberlain. In your experience of reading the book as much as you've completed so far, do you think that Joe Biden understood Joe Biden's limitations?
No, I don't. Wow. I do not think he understood his limitations. I think in some abstract sense, he knew he knew that he wanted things to be working during the day and didn't want to be like up and at him in the evenings. He knew he probably had lower energy, but man, his memory was failing. He was sundowning. You know, and then in 23, 24, I mean, it was what we saw in that debate, which was a guy who just is just slack jawed and not capable of being the president of the United States, not even remotely close.
Man, lots to be seen yet from the revelations in this book. And Will, we appreciate your insight on this. There's so much going on and you always give it to us straight. Everybody is commenting how much they appreciate your directness. And we do as well. Thanks, Will. We appreciate you.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Will Chamberlain on X, at Will Chamberlain, a must follow, in my opinion. He is a senior counsel at the Article 3 Project. You can learn more at article3project.org. Quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins back in studio with us. I think we're going to have some time to get to more of like part two of Wiggins America. He's covering things that women say that they may not mean. The words may not mean what they actually say. And we'll have a discussion about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.